In my time as a consultant, I've evaluated hundreds of CVs, and I have a good sense of what it takes for a CV to be successful versus not successful. And as such, I have 5 tips for you to help you write the best CV possible for a graduate position.
Welcome to Secrets of the City, the show where we uncover the stories behind the people who work in the highly lucrative yet enigmatic jobs of the City of London. I'm your host, Ayush Santalia.
So tip number one, and this isn't a practical tip like the other 4 tips that I will give you on this episode are going to be. This is more of a high level message that I want to communicate with you. And that message is that a really good CV, yes, obviously it does benefit from things like good formatting or the right language, etc. But there is no substitute for having really good experiences on a CV. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that the most important part of your CV isn't how you write it, but it's actually the content behind what is being written. And so hopefully if you're listening to this episode, you have a bit of time before you have to apply to jobs, or you know, you might be applying for graduate jobs next year and you're applying for an internship this year, etc. I encourage you to go out and actually build up those experiences as best as you can. And I'm not saying go and become a career machine. Like, I don't want you to suddenly, you know, throw away your social life and go and become president of like 5 different societies and captain of your football team and all that kind of stuff. I think what's important is you still do what you enjoy doing, but really try and get to a position of leadership or occupy some role in those organizations, or if it's academics, in that kind of academia setting where you're able to really demonstrate initiative and leadership, because after all, that is what a employer is looking for. And so, you know, maybe it's something as simple as a knitting society or a, you know, film club or something like that. But if you're able to take on a position of leadership in that society and actually show that you've been able to create change of some sort, that is extremely valuable. And it doesn't really matter what society or what company you're working at. What matters is the role that you played in there and the impact that you were able to have. And so if there was one message that I wanted you to remember from this episode, it would be to try and go out and really build up those experiences that will put you in a good position to write a strong CV when it comes down to doing that. Now, tips number 2 to 5 are a bit more practical and a bit more short term. Now, one of the things that I've seen from evaluating lots of CVs is that people can often try and make it look very sort of special, if that's the right word to use. They might use a special font, or they might, you know, try and do some sort of weird formatting in an effort to stand out. But what I want to tell you is that actually, you know, you're not going to get the job solely off the basis of a CV. The real place where you're able to stand out is in the interview room. And the CV is basically your application to get into that room, to open the door. And so you don't necessarily need to stand out in your CV. What you need to do is you need to make it very easy for someone who's reading it to quickly pick up your experiences, your achievements, any strengths, etc. in the CV. And so my second tip is to keep it simple in terms of formatting. You know, don't try and experiment with loads of different types of fonts or, you know, margins, etc. I've seen lots of CVs where they just aren't very easy to read. And actually, readability is one of the most important things that as a CV assessor matters. Because you're going through probably a CV every 30 seconds or a CV every minute. And so if something is difficult to read and you can't really pick up on the exact nature of the experiences or the impact that the candidate had, then often you will just kind of skip past the CV and not even bother looking at it or giving it a second glance, because you don't have time to try and really, you know, read between the lines and figure out what is being said. Keep the formatting very simple, make it very easy to understand what it is that you're trying to communicate. And there's nothing wrong in basically copying and pasting a really good CV format that you might have seen from somebody else. In fact, that is probably a good thing to do, because you know that that is, you know, a successful format to be using. So keep it simple is my tip number 2 and my first kind of practical tip. Tip number 3 is when you're talking about your experiences, and whether this is your work experience or any kind of additional leadership experiences or your societies or even like interests and skills, etc., try and use bullet points, but more importantly, focus on what you did in terms of the actions that you took. Don't talk about kind of what the society overall was aiming to achieve or the description of your role. What you're really trying to explain is the impact that you were able to have on the organization that you were working in. And let me give you a practical example of this. Let's say you did an internship at a journalism company. What you don't want to say in your CV is kind of what this company writes articles for. So you don't want to say something like, worked at the number one basketball journal in the UK. What you want to do is you really want to talk about what you did on that internship or on that bit of experience. So you want to say, wrote 5 articles which increased readership of the magazine by 5 times or something, you know, something like that, basically, to show the action that you did and the impact that that had on the organization or the society or whatever it is that you were working at. And don't be afraid to show off. It's very, it often doesn't come naturally to really kind of flaunt your experiences and your achievements, but a CV is somewhere where it's totally okay to really boast about what you're able to achieve and, you know, the changes that that was able to make. And also what is important is in the bullet points, try and use numbers wherever possible to quantify the impact of what you did. It always makes it more powerful. And also, especially if you're applying for a consulting role or a finance role, it shows that you're really thinking about things from a quantitative kind of analytical point of view, which is an important part of the job anyway. So it's much more powerful to say something like increased membership or increased viewership by 3 times as opposed to just saying increased viewership. So that's tip number 3. Use bullet points and importantly, use action words to make sure that you explain what you did and the impact that you had on the business or the society that you were working at. Tip number 4 is on a similar theme to the previous one, and it's regarding the bullet points that you use to describe a specific activity. But what is super important is on the bullet points or on the descriptions that you have for your activities, focus on the first 5 to 10 words of every line. Because when you're a CV reader, you often will read only those first kind of 5 or 10 words and you don't actually go on beyond that. Because as I say, you have to read, you know, a CV every 30 seconds. And so the impact that you're able to communicate simply in those first few words is extremely important. And that's why I think it's crucial to make sure you're using the right vocabulary. You're not really wasting any language on the page. That you're starting off all of your bullet points with really descriptive verbs. So recommended, analyzed, suggested, increased, things like that, which really are able to immediately show the impact and the role that you had. So focus on those first 5 words. And further within that, I think when you're describing a specific activity or a position that you might have held, there is often a tendency, especially if it's an important position, to write, you know, 5 or 6 bullet points, and that's totally fine. But again, it's really important that you communicate the key messages that you want to communicate in those first 2 or 3 bullet points. Make sure that you use impactful, strong, and sharp language. And my final tip is to be selective about what you include on a CV. I've seen lots of CVs where a candidate is trying to really throw together basically every bit of experience that they've had. And this includes a 2-day work experience program that they might have done when they were 15. All of this takes up valuable space on a CV. And actually, don't underestimate the power of white space. I always think a CV that's extremely busy isn't necessarily as powerful as a CV that's a little bit cleaner for a few reasons. The first is going back to my second point, which is readability. CVs that have a little bit of space in them and aren't packed with text are just simply easier to read. And so it's easier to bring out the key messages that you want to from that CV. And number 2, it really shows a skill, actually, which is the ability to cut through all the crap. You know, when you're writing a CV, you need to be able to highlight the roles that you think were important to the job that you're applying to. Even in my consulting job today, the amount of times I get told by my manager or a partner to de-word specific slides, i.e., cut some text on it to make it easier to read, is I've lost count. And so the same applies for a CV. By really only talking about the things that are important, it shows an important skill, which is to be succinct and to be as precise as possible. So those are my 5 tips for writing the perfect CV. The first tip is, as I say, not a practical tip. It's more just really put yourself out there, try and get yourself into roles and positions where you can demonstrate some of the skills that employees are looking for. And then my next 4 tips, kind of more practical tips. The second one was to keep things simple in terms of formatting, make it easy for the CV reader to understand what messages you're trying to communicate. Number three is to talk about what you did. Try and use action words wherever possible and talk about the impact that you specifically had on the organization. Tip number four is to really focus in on those first five words for every bullet point, and within each activity or experience, focus on those first two or three bullet points. And then my fifth tip is to be selective about what you include and don't be afraid of white space. Having some space in a CV is a good thing because it makes it easier to read and also demonstrates that you're able to keep things precise when needed. So hopefully that was helpful. If you've written a CV and you want me to look over it, then feel free to get in touch with me via my Facebook page or LinkedIn page for Secrets of the City. So thanks again for listening in, and I'll speak to you next time.